Box A, Function Overloading. Essentially, function overloading allows you to define two functions of the same name, but that differ in signature. By having the two functions differ by signature, the C++ compiler is able to distinguish between the two. So what's a function signature? The signature of a function includes the function name and parameter listings. So if several functions have the same name, but the parameter listings vary, then the compiler can deduce which function was implied. So basically, so long as the functions have different parameter listings, they are treated as different functions, even if they have the same name. Note that the return type is not part of the function signature. Box B, Function Overloading Example. So here we illustrate how we can overload a function called area. Note that the two functions have the same function name. The first version has no parameters, and the second takes one parameter. By our definition of function signature, the signatures differ since the parameter listings are different. Note that parameter listings can differ in both type and the quantity of parameters. So as far as the compiler is concerned, these two functions are different. The benefit of function overloading is we can give similar functions the same name. For example, here, both versions of the area function compute the area of a circle, but they do so in different ways. It would become cumbersome to have to give them different names. Box C, Default Parameters. A default parameter is a parameter where the caller has the option of specifying an argument for it. If the function caller chooses not to specify an argument for it, then the function uses a specified default value, hence the name Default Parameter. To specify a default value for a parameter, we append the syntax equals value to the parameter name. Also note that the default parameter syntax is only specified in the function declaration and not in the definition. Box D, Default Parameters Example. So here we show a partial program. Notice the default parameters in the function prototype. Inside the main function, we call the function printSomethingLoop, with a varying quantity of arguments passed into it. The reason why this is possible is because of the default parameters. If we don't pass in an argument, then the default one will be used. See the textbook for the complete code and the output.